I had an MRI screening experience. At the time, I was worried, scared. The chamber was very narrow, and I was told to keep still for the whole MRI process. I need help to get rid of my fear. You know how I prepared for it. I memorized Psalm 23 beforehand. I think many of you may have memorized it and used it in times of sickness, danger, pressure, right? So, I recite, this one, Psalm 23. Would you enjoy reading Psalm 23 with me? Yes, go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, it was the first time. It was the first time I enjoyed being with God for around 30 to 40 minutes. I found a safety zone while I was doing MRI screening with Psalm 23. And I was so relaxed. When I walked out of the room, a nurse talked to me. She said, I have never seen someone who walked out from this room with this shining smile. All people look scared and worried, but you look so different. Then I give her a smile. Now I think I should have told her that I had enjoyed a wonderful time with God. So let's pray together. Abba Father, you are living God, the creator of the world and each one of us. Thank you for loving us and communicating with us through your word in the Bible. Thank you for being our good shepherd and owning us as your sheep. Please help us to know you deeper, Lord. Draw us close to you so that we may build up a good relationship with you and be able to freely enjoy you in your safety zone. May your Holy Spirit be with us and stir our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of the sermon today is Safety Zone. Where is your safety zone? Where can you find safety zone? Let's read the Bible together. Okay, ready, go. I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He knows hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees a wolf and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf cares nothing for the sheep. For them, he flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows me, just as the And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may make it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up. Okay, this I have received from my Father. There was, again, division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of the one who is oppressed by demon. Can a demon open eyes for the blind?" Okay. So John 1:21 is a Bible passage grew out of Jesus' confrontation with the Jewish leaders. It follows right after the healing of a blind man who had been born blind, who was cast out of the synagogue because of his faith in Jesus. Jesus sees these Pharisees, rulers of Jews who had twisted the teaching of the law as false shepherds. They are being described as the thieves and robbers of the sheep. Jesus used the image of the sheep and the shepherd. Jesus declared himself as, "I am the door of the sheep, and I am good shepherd." Shepherd need protection. Let's watch a video clip.
There is something else that shepherds use to protect their sheep from wolves. Nighttime is when sheep are the most vulnerable to wolf attack. So before sunset, a shepherd gets his flock into one of these, a sheep pen. Sheep pens protect sheep throughout the night from wolves. In the Bible metaphor, a sheep pen represents heaven and eternal life. So we can see how souls go to heaven by understanding how shepherds use sheep pens. So a sheep pen is made up of these stone walls that come together and form a narrow opening. So before evening sets in, the shepherd gets his flock into the protection of a sheep pen, and then he himself serves as the gate to a sheep by sitting or laying in this narrow opening so that nothing can get in and nothing can get out without going through the shepherd.
Prior this Bible passage we just read, Jesus said he is the door or the gate of the sheep. Yeah, let's read this together. Cool. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I said to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. The thieves come only to steal and kill and destroy. I came and that they may have life and have it abundantly." The characteristic of the sheep. God used the analogy of sheep and their nature to describe us. Sheep have a natural tendency to wander off and get lost. As the prophet Isaiah said, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. When sheep go astray, get lost, they will be in danger. They might be attacked or kill themselves when falling off cliffs. When sheep are facing enemy, they are completely helpless. Likewise, within our own nature, there is a tendency to go astray. Do you agree? For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members, to bear fruit for death. For as said in Romans 7, following the lust of our flesh and eyes and pursuing the pride of life. As such, we are like sheep drifting away from the shepherd. It is our nature to do things our own way and ignore God's way. For this reason, we run the risk of getting lost, even forgetting the way back to God. Brothers and sisters, when we turn away from the Lord, we soon find ourselves confronting one enemy after another who will attack us in numerous ways. The sheep need to listen to the shepherd's voice constantly. The sheep need to listen to the shepherd's voice constantly. Otherwise, they will get lost. Same with us. We need to read the Bible and pray to God constantly. Otherwise, our relationship with God will get loose. And so, our spiritual sensitivity to Holy Spirit will drop. Just as the Wi-Fi having low internet connection. Yeah. Say to each one of you, let's keep strong Wi-Fi connection with God. Okay, sheep are basically helpless creatures who cannot survive long enough without a shepherd. Just like me, I cannot survive without my husband, Pastor Jeffrey. He is always helpful and care for me. Sheep do not have good eyesight, nor do they hear well. They are very slow animals who cannot escape predators. They have no weapons for defense, such as powerful jaws, claws. Likewise, like sheep, we are totally dependent upon the Lord. Protect us. Oh, I feel myself like sheep many times. Do you feel yourself like sheep sometimes? Seems helpless. In addition, sheep are easily frightened and become easily confused. As mentioned in the Old Testament, shepherds like David literally face incredible dangers in caring for their sheep, putting their own lives at risk by battling wild animals such as wolves, lions, who threaten the flock. To be good shepherds, they had to be willing to lay down their lives for the sheep. To the Jewish mind, a shepherd was any kind of leader, spiritual or political, and the Bible often described the Lord as shepherd. Psalm 80 said, O shepherd of Israel, right? You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. The sheep is the sheep of his hand. And Revelation 7:17, for the lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs. To springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear of their eyes. Yeah, and in Psalm 33, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack what I need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack what I need. So God is the good shepherd. Just read this. Jesus is good shepherd. The seven metaphorical I am statement, yes, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, using God's name in the Bible, Exodus 3:14. Jesus declared that he is our good shepherd and demonstrated it by giving his life for us. As Jesus said in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give life as ransom for many. Through his willing sacrifice, the Lord made salvation possible for all who come to him in faith, as said in John 3:16. In proclaiming that he is the good shepherd, Jesus speaks of laying down his life for his sheep. So the characteristic of good shepherd. It's the next point. In the Old Testament, God is seen as true shepherd. We don't need this one. Yeah, God is seen as the true shepherd. David is a good shepherd, just Jesus as both good. It's just Jesus is Jesus as both God and man. He fulfills both themes as true shepherd and good shepherd. True shepherd and good shepherd. In this passage, we just read, we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd in two ways. First, as good shepherd, he laid down his life for his sheep, and second, his sheep know his voice and follow him. So this is the next PPT. Yeah, we just read this. Yeah, I am good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He knows he who is a hired hand and not a shepherd who does not own his sheep, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So the point is, good shepherd willing to die for his sheep. This is the primary characteristic of good shepherd. Is that he loves unto death. He's willing to die for the sheep. Paul says in Romans 5, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Peter said in 1 Peter, Jesus himself bore our sin in his body on the tree, that means cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. Crucifixion is the mark of good shepherd. The unique substitutionary sin-bearing death of Jesus is described here using the allusion to Isaiah 53. And the healing in the atonement refers to the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' death should lead to a profound change in the lives of believers. Did you find your life got changed? Did someone tell you that you're so different already? Yeah. So we should break all ties with evil, die to sin, and develop ourselves to living a holy way. What contrast with the hireling, the false shepherds, and religious leaders just regard the sheep as something to be exploited, to be used, to advance, and to build up themselves. When the sheep get into trouble, when the enemy comes, when the wolf strikes, they flee away, leaving the sheep to fend for themselves. So God used the analogy of sheep and their nature to describe us. Like sheep, we too need a shepherd. Men are spiritually blind and lost in their sin. This is why Jesus spoke of parable, the lost sheep in Luke 15. He's the good shepherd who laid down his life for us. He searches us for us when we lost. To save us and to show us the way to eternal life. We tend to be like sheep, consumed with worry and fear, following after one another. By not listening, by not following to the shepherd's voice, we can be easily led astray by others to our own destruction. Jesus, the good shepherd, warned those who do not believe and listen to him. He said, I did tell you that you do not believe. You do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. So we are so blessed because we can find safety zone in Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Next PowerPoint 14. I am good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Good shepherd knows his sheep. Jesus declared the end of his laying down his life is to share his life, to share his life with the sheep. He said like this, I am the good shepherd, I know my own and my own know me, and the fathers know me, and I know the fathers, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus speaks about the intimacy of fellowship within himself and the Father. The intimacy of fellowship within himself and the Father. As he loved the Father loved him. Jesus promises this richness of fellowship that would come to us as well. This richness of fellowship that would come to us as well. As a result of laying down his life for us. In other words, we may have life imparted in him, by him, and live in his safety zone. God knows each of us perfectly. He knows our needs. He knows what you are thinking now. He knows what we are doing. He knows everything. He knows you better than you know yourself. He loves you very much more than anyone else. More than anyone else, Jesus loves you. Will you spend time to talk to Jesus? Will you spend time to talk to Jesus? Last 2 weeks, I went to a retreat camp for 3 days and two nights. I went in the camp with great pressure and having symptoms of depression, like headache, stomach ache, difficult to breathe, body ache, no strength. And I could not sleep as well for some days. And at the first night at the retreat, I had a good quiet time with God. Later, when someone prayed to me, I felt God came to embrace me with His warm love, comfort me, and I cast out all my burden to Him. And I can't stop crying for a little while. At that night, and the following night, I slept very well. I was healed when I came out from the camp. Spiritually, I was calm and joyful. Totally changed. I'm thankful because I can experience His presence, and I know He knows my need. If I seek for Him with all my heart, I will find Him. God knows each of you too. The next PowerPoint is God, Good Shepherd, bring other sheep into the fold. We just read this. Yes, 16 to 18. Yeah. The first thing in His work, Jesus' work as Great Shepherd, is that He has other sheep. He has other sheep that are not of this fold. The fold He speaks of is the nation of Israel. Here Jesus is lifting His eyes beyond the cross, beyond the resurrection, to the going forth of the gospel to all the nations of the earth. John 10:17 said, I lay down my life that I may take it up again, means Jesus voluntarily gave up His life. When Jesus had received the sour wine, He said, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up His spirit. And that His divine nature enabled Him to rise from the dead. All that His Father's will. We are Gentile believers in Jesus. If Jesus had not been willing to lay down His life for us, none of us would be here this morning. None of us will be here this morning. The result of that laying down of His life was that the gospel broke out beyond the boundaries of Israel and spread throughout the earth. He brought us together so that there is one flock, not one fold. Notice, but one flock and one shepherd, no more than one. One church, one Lord. As Paul says in Ephesians 4, we are belong together. We all belong together. There are not two flocks. There is only one flock. So that came about because of the fact that Jesus obeyed the Father's charge. He laid down His life and He had the power to do it. Jesus was crucified against His will. He chose to die. He could have prevented it. He could have resisted it. This is the meaning of the bloody sweat in the Garden of Gethsemane when He said, Father, if You are willing, remove this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not by My will, but Yours be done. Jesus obeyed the Father to the end. He gave up Himself and took His life again, that He might share his life with us. To obey God is not always easy. It's not always easy to obey God. But we will grow spiritually more mature if we did it. We will experience God's help while we obey his guidance and have trust in him. So the last point is two responses. Next, let's read this together. Ready, go. There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "They are not the words of one who is oppressed by demons. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Yeah, even today, people still talk about him like this, just in like this in this verse. Many people don't like to pay any attention to him. Many people don't like to pay attention to Jesus. People think that Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, right? Those may be primitive ideas. We are much smarter, much more understanding, much better educated today. Why listen to him? Yeah, even today, many people think like this. But in verse 21, another group said, "These are not the words of the one who is oppressed by the demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Surely one of the most meaningful aspects to believers about Jesus is that he does for us what no one else can do. No one else can satisfy our heart. No one else can satisfy our heart. Nothing can satisfy our heart. No one else can solve the problems of the mind. No one can answer the question about life after death like Jesus can. Peter said, "To whom can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." Peter said to Jesus, "My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus died on our behalf." Jesus repeatedly saying the good shepherds laid down his life for the sheep to remind us the costliness of our salvation. The costliness of our salvation. It has not been inexpensive. It has not been inexpensive. It was not easily done. Jesus died on the cross. He did not want to do it. He made himself do it on our behalf. What we might receive, that we might receive the abundant life. That we might receive the abundant life, the gifts of joy and peace, the deliverance from the guilt of our sins, and the fragrance of fellowship and companionship with him. Stay secure in his safety zone. Let our hearts be filled with gratitude for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. To find a safety zone, we don't need to wait until the day we die to have eternal life, you see. Then our souls will go to rest in Jesus, back to the heaven home. We can let our souls rest in Jesus right now. Right now, when we are still alive on earth, and enjoy your time with the Lord, Abba Father. conclusion. The analogy of the Lord as the Good Shepherd was also applied by Jesus in chapter 10. In declaring that he is the shepherd of the sheep, Jesus is confirming that he is God. He is the Son of God. The eternal God is our shepherd. The eternal God is our shepherd. And we can always, always, anytime, find safety zone in him. So let's close our eyes for a moment for reflection. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Jesus said, he is the door of the temple of God. Go into his courts with praise. Jesus is the good shepherd. Go into his best safety zone. Enjoy his presence. Enjoy meeting with him, having communion with him. Tell him our precious worries, anxieties, burdens. He cares for our souls. Our souls need resting time and healing time in Jesus, who is our good shepherd. Many things and people may put us in great pressure, even sometimes the computer games as well, the shares. My dear, enter the door with your faith, the key that opened the door for the safety zone. Every day, provide by our good shepherd, so that we may regain spiritual and physical strength and live a stunning life to shine for Jesus, give thanks to him, and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Let's pray. Abba, Father, you are a gracious God. Thank you, Jesus, for being our great shepherd, willing to die on the cross as substitution for our sins, in order, by faith through faith, by grace to faith, by grace to faith, we may enter the door of salvation, freely enjoy you in your safety zone, coming in and out under your protection. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.